for retirement.
Okay.
Now, hopefully, hopefully.
No, no.
No, it's fine.
Right?
For sure, it's all be worried. And this week's parasha in Shemais starts off as Moshe Rabbeinu basically was born, and Yocheved hid him for his mother for a couple of months, 3 months. Then he couldn't hide him anymore, so he put him in a table and sent him away in the river. And Miriam stood there and watched it. And what happened? Basia Bas Parai went down. She went to retrieve herself. And she saw this table stuck out of her hand. She took it and took the box and then took out Moshe. Hazik says that Miriam saw this. He went over to Miriam Bas Parai, the Kurasi Lach, and told her, "I'll call for you Isha Menekes Min Ivrius. I'll call you someone, a Jewish wet nurse, to nurse the child." So Rashi over there brings down the Gemara and Saito and Yubayz and Bayz, that why did Miriam say, "I'll go bring you somebody to nurse a child who is a Jew?" Because Moshe ended up speaking with the Shechina, and therefore someone who can speak with the Shechina should not drink Cholov Tmeya, should not drink Cholov from a Goy. So why? What's the reason? So Cholov Yisrael, drink from a Cholov that's from a Jewish person, is Motos, Gemara and Ksubis, Nav Samach, Gemara has a Pasek, as a Gomel, Kimalik, Erehu, who Tomei ain't a Cholov, Malachi Shtayim Tomei, a Cholov from a Jewish person is not Tomei at all, is Motos Min Adin. However, Lalocha, we are machmer not to drink from a girl straight. A gadol can drink from a girl straight because it's also a machlip with behemoth tmeya. However, once it's parish, even the Yisrael can drink from a chol of a Yisraelis. No problem. That's a chol of a Yisraelis. What about a chol of a gviya, of a goy? Is it mutter minadin or not? There's a Mishnah in the Barzara, and that chavav of manalot. The Mishnah says that you are allowed to nurse a goya, is allowed to nurse a Yisrael, a child who's a Yisrael, no problem. That's what Mishnah says. What does that mean? So the three sheets among the Rishonim, the Rafa, Ben Chanal says, no, Mikra didn't ask Midereisa. A cholov from a goya, from someone's not Jewish, the cholov is also Minatoya. Either the Mishnah says you're allowed to. The Mishnah is talking about when there's no one else to nurse him. Then a child with Misukenes eats la cholov. A child with Misukenes eats la cholov, it's like a sakana. And therefore, a child can nurse from a goya only al sakana. That's what the chaskuni over here in the parasha also seems to learn. Second sheet is a ritva. The ritva sheet is a nomen and it's mutter, it's a pasuk, and ksubis. However, he says, midabonon, you shouldn't do it. It's also midabonon. Third sheet, the rajma, and yivamis, and kofidalad, and miran, and the vodzor, that chavav, says, me'ikra didn't smutter. Midadin is mutter to a chalav of a goya. It's no problem at all. However, as midas chasidis, a person should not drink from a chol of a goya. As means chassidim shouldn't do it. And that's how we pass on a local, like the Ran, the Rashba, the Ramon, and Pe'al, the Zayin, the chol of mitzvahs is a chol of Yisraelis. The local is a chol of mitzvahs, has the same din as chol of Yisraelis, and Ikra din is mutter. However, as chassidim, we don't do it. Now, what is the reason? What is the reason why not? So, Rashi, and Soito, Yudbeis, Abbeis, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi explains, because whatever a goya eats, anything that a non-Jewish girl eats, ends up being that the chalav tastes the same way. The chalva of the isha is toying the same way whatever they eat. Therefore, it ends up being the child is eating whatever the mother eats. Meaning, if the mother, for example, is eating a chazer, then the child will taste the same isha of chazer. That's what Rashi learns. The Rashba and the Ran, the same place, the Rashba says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the isha is not because of what the mother eats, it's because the mother is a goy. And the metzias of a goy is not like Yisraelis. Yisraelis, Rachmonim, Baishonim, and Kremachasotim, they have character traits that are be'etz milus, and therefore Yisraelis have a milo that they have these good traits. Masha'enkein, a goya, they don't have these milus. Therefore, if you nurse from a goya, the problem is it's going to be tamting the child because they don't have good traits. So we have two sheets, Machlokes, Rashi and Rashba, what is the reason? Is the reason because of what the mother eats? Meaning, is it the chetz or what the mother eats? Or is the problem who the parent is, if it's a goy or not? And the nachmin is both ways. The moshel, if a goy eats only kosher the whole life, he only eats kosher. Is it going to be matam or not? According to Rashi, it won't be. According to the Ram and Rashba, it will be, because it's a goy l'maisa. And vice versa, if a Yisrael eats non-kosher food, for whatever reason, because it nurse a child, According to Rashi, it will be metamtem. According to Rashi, it shouldn't be metamtem. Those are the two shitas. How do we pass in halacha? The Ramah, the Simpei Aleph, starts off cholav mitzvahs is kechol v'israelis. When we call makom, it's still lo yiniku tinek min a mitzvahs. Still a child is not nursed from a mitzvahs. If efshe v'israelis, if a shayach v'israelis, the cholav oiv kechol metamtem malev or moilei tevara. It brings down the Rashba. The halacha is that a cholav of a goy, you should not drink, even though it's mutim ikadim, because it's metamtem malev, it's moilei tevara. The goy over says, the goy over there brings down the makor is Iran, the Rashba, and then makor is from this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu Mikadim was allowed to nurse from a goy, except Moshe was machmer, why can parasha also daba emashchino, you should not drink from a goy, or therefore what we shouldn't either. There's a known word over here from Yaakov Kamenetsky that says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he should not drink from a non-Jewish person because he's a parasha also daba emashchino. So we only have halacha of every child not drink from a non-Jewish person. What sheikh is? We're not to pair also daven mashchino. Says the Emes Yaakov on the pasuk over here, to teach you a chiddush. When you mechanech a child, you have to teach a child that every pass also daven, every child has the same tchuna that it can be the person who's pair daven mashchino. That every child has the opportunity and can be k'moshe b'dayoi. And you should mechanech the children as if he is a surprise special person who can be malik u'kayisol. That's the way we have to mechalach our children. We learn from Moshe, and that's how we should mechalach our children the same way. From the Maishe, that's the first thing of the Ramah, that you can't give Isser, I can't give a child nurse from someone who's not Jewish. He goes on saying a second in, V'chein lo teicho minekes afil Yisraelis dvor misurim. A minekes, a Jewish person who is eating dvor misurim, she should also not nurse a child. That's Rashi Shita. Why? Because whatever the mother eats, that's what the child gets. That's mom's like Rashi. So the Ramah passes like both. So I like Rashi and so I like the Rashba. Also the Ramah is you shouldn't give him a nekes. I feel it's ill as one misurim. Why? Because the nurse is a child. L'chori should not give the mother because he's not allowed to eat it. The mother's a Jew. So the Taz and Shach say both this case is talking about pekuch nefesh. The mother is allowed to eat it as pekuch nefesh. And still she should not nurse the child because it can be metamtim, the labor of the child, a moloi tevarah. The Makar of the Stin, who is Rashi, however the Amos says, Makar is in the Gois Oshri. The Gois Oshri is quoting an Oda Zerua in two places. The Zerua is in Hilchus of Oda Zara, Simon Kuf Nevav, and Yom Kippurim, Simon Reisha in Tess. And his Makar is from Acher. The reason why Acher went off the Derek, Yishami says the Chagigah, place of being Islam, the Chagigah Tezvav, is because the mother passed by a place of Oda Zara, and she smelled out a Recha, she smelled it, and she wanted to eat it, and they gave her to eat. And she ate it, and the kid was mubes, and therefore the kid went off the derech. Ach, went off the derech because the mother was metamtim the labor of the child. So we see over there that even the Yisraelis can cause timtim on the child. And the Azura says, Lavdavka avoid the Zara, it's any Yisurim, and he said, Lavdavka also mubes, cause menekes also. Even though menekes is the same thing. So again, we have two things over here. You can either give a child nurse from a non-Jewish person, or from Yisraelis, who is eating Yisurim. Now, what about, you have two Yisraelim who can nurse a child. One of them is more of a Balamidus, someone has better character traits. Who, according to Rashba, also the same thing should be. If the persons have more Balamidus, since we're going after the traits of the person, Tzadikus, they should also be, they're the ones to nurse a child, and not vice versa. The Marshal, you have a child, and you want a nurse, you go give it to the Rebbetzin. You should tell the Rebbetzin, please nurse a child. That's what's brought down the Takit Shuvah, over here in some Payal, that Echanami, since it's a Milo in a child that one nurse is from, you should, any chance he has to give a Rebbetzin to nurse from it. Chodin's brought down the Sefer Skulos Yisrael, Marochamem Oysamafez, that if you give it to a Tzadikus to nurse, your child have a school of being Yir Shemaim, and he'll also get Memshalah Ba'ilm Hazah. Get two things, he gets Ruchnias, he gets Yir Shemaim, and he gets also Memshalah. He gets Lechud like the Rashba. You should try to nurse a child from someone who's the best. But the best thing is that the Isha itself should try to be, the mother itself should try to be a Yerushimayim of Balamidus. And I say specifically when she's pregnant or nursing, she should work on herself and try not to get pekas or not to do things wrong because it makes an effect upon the child. Now, with this a timtum from? The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamates, where it says, Tonad Bebi Shmol, Aveira Metamtemes Libo Shel Odom. An Aveira is Metamtem, the heart of a person. Why? Shenema has a pasuk by in Shmidi by Shkotzim Ramosim. They should not be metama with shkotzim, because then they'll make you tomei. Al-Tirkun and Tmeisim, don't read it with Tmeisim with an Aleph. However, you should read it with the Mitamtem. The Mitamtem, you... Lashon Gemara is, a very Mitamtemus, and a very Mitamtem a person. And the Gemara brings a right from where? From Achol Sisiruf or Shkotzim. So what's the Lashon Aveiro? What does the word Aveiro mean? Of course, it's not Aveiro. Of course, it's what you eat. So, Klarach HaKiro, what's Pshat, and something is Mitamtem you, Machol Sisiruf, Ichaz is Mitamtem. Is it? It's a mitzias. The chaza has a mitzias upon itself that's mitamtem you. It's like poison. Be'etzem, it's going to be mitamtem. Or is it the avero? The avero of eating a chaza is mitamtem a person. Which one is it? Is it the avero or is it the mitzias? Does it have a thing by itself? Or is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu said not to eat it, therefore it's going to be mitamtem you? So the morale went to Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, he says, avada, it's not the mitzias. Avada not. It's the avero shaboy. The avero is being mitamtem you. And the Gizrahi says, that we see that when Chayisa went to Eretz Yisrael, Boi Kiviyacho, Devarim, it says, Botim Malam Kol Toiv, full house, you can do whatever you want. The Gemara and Chulin, Daf Yitzayin Darshan, when you went to Eretz Yisrael, the 7 years, you can eat anything you want. You can eat Trefus, you can eat Chazer. Now, if you eat Trefus, Lechura, going to Eretz Yisrael, if it's Metamtem you, why is the Torah matter it? Says Moral, why? Because it's not Metamtem. Something that's done also is not Metamtem. The very is Metamtem, and nothing else is Metamtem. It's also wrote down in Shmini by the Torah Chaim and the Shulchan Gavaya that the Rabban says that when you eat Macholos Yisuris, it's Mazik the Guf. The Guf is being Mazik you. It's being Mazik the Guf, the Macholos Yisuris. Like the Barbanel, the Torah is not safe for food, it's not coming to tell you what to do. And we see other things that the Torah doesn't ask you. It doesn't ask you Lamashul or poisonous vegetables. Lefuah is not safe for food. So it says Rab Chaim, wrote down over there, the Rab Chaim holds, true is not safe for fois, but once the Torah asked it, once it's Avera, then the Metzias came that this thing is Metamtem you. The Avera causes the Timtum, it causes the Metzias to change. The Avera is the Timtum, not the Avera. Upon that, so the Brisker Rav, therefore, if something that's not Avera, L'moshul B'koch Nefesh, if it's B'koch Nefesh, it's not Metamtem you. Something that's B'koch Nefesh won't be a Timtum. It's also brought down that way in Ben Ish Chai, in Rav Polan, in Chelik Dal, Sod Yishuyom, and Simon Vav, that something dark in the very metamtem is not a very, it's not being metamtem. Luhur, it's a pella, because lalacha, magi over there, Torah Chaim, the Shulchan Gevurah, both is, and for lalacha vakert. We see over here that when the Israelis has a right to eat something, it's pekuch nefesh, it's still metamtem. They say, Luhur, it's a pella, the morale, the briskerov, the Ben Ish Chai, they all say it's a dark in the very, if it's not a very, it's not metamtem. Yet over here, lalacha is brought down that you should not give a menekes, something dvar misurim, and nurse a child. Why is it metamtem? Why is it metamtem? On the other side, who holds it? It's Metzias, Mechura, the Emek Dover, the Nesiv, and the Mashachachma, both in Devarim, and Perek Vav, prosecuted, both say, when he went into Eshesol, that even though it's much to eat it, they still write, it's still metamtem, even though it's a hetir, it is metamtem. Mechura, the Tzuramam Shita, and the Moin Avuchim, Chalik Beisim, Perek Memches, says the reason why things, Torah asks you to eat certain things, because it mazik you. Not because once it's a vera, it's mazik you, if I can't. Because it's mazik you, therefore the Torah asks you from eating it. The Ben B'chayim Mishpatim also before she says, the reason why Basta B'chol is us to eat in the Torah, because Mitamtem the Lev. Since Mitamtem the Lev, therefore the Torah asks you from eating it. The same if I can't. Not the Pshat, the vera is Mitamtem you, the Metzias is Mitamtem. The Metzias creates the Chasorin into a person. Because you can learn that way. The Gemara says, what's Mitamtem you? Because it's a vera Mitamtem is Kolotim. Because the Gemara is saying a vera. It's not the Metzias, it's the vera. So, yeah, the Eilat McDonald says, so, there's a Metzias. Poison, it can be mutter, but it's metamtem. It's dangerous, it hurts a person. There's a Metzias. So again, there's a chakil, is it a vera or is it a Metzias? Machloikas. The morale of the person with the email, he hold that it's Eilat Lami, the vera is metamtem. The Rambam hold, it's a Metzias, it's metamtem. But each one you have a kasha. The ones who hold it's a metzias, it's metamtem. L'chur the gemara says that varies metamtemes, and l'chur the ones who hold that it's the varies metamtem, and not the b'koch nefesh. B'koch nefesh won't be metamtem. L'chur l'alachas and l'churish that by b'koch nefesh is metamtem. My last choice. So first answer the sheetahs who hold that it's a metzias is metamtem. That it is a metzias. I think most is a vero. So the Mesil Shisharim, the Paragud Aleph, he says, the Vamaspo Madrego, he says that first he brings down the Gemara, the Avera is Metamtem Dibush Lodman, the Avera is Metamtem. And then he goes on saying further, A machol is surus, is serious, but there are kol isurim. Machol is surus, even worse than this, is even metamtim even more than all isurim. Kimchem nechnosim gufay shal adam. A very is metamtim, that's true. But even more than that, machol isurim is metamtim to a higher level and a stronger madrego. The two separate things, enechami, a very is metamtim. But there's not, there's more, a starker thing called machol isurus. That's metamtim much, much worse. So it could be, it's not true anymore. The halacha is, the Metzias Metamtim, the Gemara Loshon Aver, because every Aver is Metamtim a little bit, Machol Tzuris is much stronger, much darker. The Mesilta Shor Melchor is also a Bach, and Archaim Simin Shin Mem Gimel. The Ramal over there says that when a kid does an Aver, he has no Chiv Tshuva. Still, Toiv Loi Las is Tshuva. He has no Chiv to Tshuva, but it's good to do Tshuva. Moshach is an Aver, is not an Aver. So says the Bach over there, Betzem, he has no Chiv Tshuva. But he should do Tshuva. Why? It's not good for the nefesh to metamp in the shawl that it keeps on going this ra. He's due tshuva to be oike this tomatic aver that he didn't put upon himself. Who is talking about all averis? We see all averis in the tamping. Also that's the morale in Tziv, in Tziv Tzedek and Soiparik Beis says also all averis in the tamping. The Ramban and Shah Gemul in Ois Dalet says also as Loshna is Shekol Dover Otter, Malach Lecha Nefesh and Metamei Oisah. Everything that you do, any aver they do is metama the nefesh, metama yisrael. Everything makes it nefesh dirty, it's metama to yisrael. So, every aver is metama, but machol tzuris is much worse. If so, it comes out that even those that hold a metzias and metama, they really hold two, the ones hold metzias, not only metzias, and aver is metama and a metzias and metama. Both things. There's a metzias and machol tzuris, that's much stronger and worse. And then there's also the aver is metama. Any aver, lav dafka machol tzuris. That's how you can learn the ones who hold Metzias. They hold Metzias and it's also Navera. What about the morale? It says the Furish, he said it can't be Metzias. He says it's only Navera is Metamtim. I over here said the Koch Nefesh is not Metamtim. So you have two choices. Either Koch Nefesh, what's Pshan Koch Nefesh? Is there Navera? Except, Torah says Koch Nefesh, V'chaibem, and if you have a right to be over Navera, and then your Potter out on Zachmona Patre, what is Navera? But that's doing Navera. What Pshat is, when Torah tells you to go eat Machol Tzuris, it's Mutter. There's no Isra at all. When Torah says, Koch Nefesh is Mutter Be'etzem. So, there's a Mishnah Berurah, in Tov Rei Shud Ches of Kohen Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, when a person eats in Yom Kippur, even he says he doesn't have to do Tshuva. Why? Because, it's an Oynes, Oynes Rachmon HaPatrei, will now lose Sassad Ofer. So, you might be asking the Mishnah Berurah, why you come out of that L'chur, it's not a Ver at all, but you see the Mishnah Berurah holds it's an Aver, except you're not responsible for the Aver. So you hold up Koch Nefesh is an Aveiro. If so, Kulon in Echonami like morale, an Aveiro, Dafka, an Aveiro is Metamtim. And even if it's Lava Oynish Ninu, therefore we're in by giving Israelis something to eat, even though it's Koch Nefesh, it could be Mis Metamtim in the morale sheet. The Beskirov seems to say before, it's not the way Koch Nefesh is not Metamtim. Maybe we can give another test for the Beskirov, that the Shulchan Aruch does not say it's Metamtim in the mother. It says you shouldn't give the mother to eat the Vom Yisurim, because then you'll nurse the child. So it could be in the Shulchan Aruch, Echonami is not metamtim the mother. It's metamtim the child. Dafka the child would be metamtim. Why? The child has no heter. The child go nurse from somebody else. Why nurse from the mother? Go nurse from somebody else. Therefore, in the child, it's only enough the sheet to hold that children Allah bar inishdenu, and they are by Yisroel. If you learn that children have an issa, they have an aveira, except they're not responsible for it. In Echonami, a child can also be metamtim, even though the mother has not metamtim, because she has v'chai behem, and the mitzvah, or the mitzvah magil protects her. Well, in the we have two shitas. Either we have the shita that the Aveira, either the Metzias is Metamtim and also the Aveira, or the Moral shita that the Aveira is Metamtim. What happens if the Moshul Bez makes a mistake? Bez and Paskins, something says this piece of meat that's in front of us, let's say it's Chazer, they Paskin this kosher. What's the din? What did the din be? The Chur is telling us Chakira. Is it a Metzias? If it's Metzias, it should be Metamtim. If it's not a Metzias, it's an Aveira, the Chur, you can go eat it. It's not a Aveira, you'll allow to eat it, and it won't be Metamtim. So the Ran in Joshua's in Joshua and Aleph, he says before Shem Bez and Paskin something by mistake, and they Paskin something incorrectly. He says Loisalso, you can listen to them, and not only that, it's Mitzshana the Mitzias, it's not Metamtim, it's not going to damage you. Chaz you can eat the Bez and Paskin, it's no problem. Smuter can eat it. That's the Ran says black and white. They made a mistake, it's not Metamtim. The Bavanel in Mishpatim, he quotes the Ran and argues. He says it can't be. It's Mitzias. He says Lamashal. If doctors say that poison, everyone agrees that poison is not going to damage you, it's going to damage you. You can agree what you want from today till tomorrow. There's a Metzias. That's what the Barbanel says. So, Hurdin Lachur, if you go to the store, you say Machan or Ashkacha, say Machan Badatz, or Rabban or Mahajan, whatever you eat, and comes out and they serve you a tray, or the eating bodak and there's no bugs in it, and you know, happened to be one in a million and you got lucky and you got that bug, is it metamtim you or not? The chorus tell the shaila, if it's a metzias, or is it be'et, or is it tolin aveiro? If it's like the Ran says, that there is no aveiro, you can go eat it, you can listen to chomim, the chorus echlami, that anything you eat in the sashkoch of this place, it's not metamtim you, it's not a problem. Because you didn't do an aveiro, you were right, what you did, you were saylach on something. However, if you learn like a barbanel, it's a metzias, it will be metamtim you. Although the chorus not lucha from the Ran says, again, the Bezlin paskin something, and says, that this thing, this chazer, is kosher, who are they saying, the din of bezin, anything they pass, the metzias changes in shemayim. The Gemara, the Yishalmi says, the marshal, that a girl was nivla, she was, someone's boiled her, was over three, her psulim does not come back, psulim don't come back. Mash enkin, she's less than three, then the psulim do come back. So the Yishalmi says, let's say she's 3 years old, it's an adder, but she turned three, and she's boiled, psulim don't come back. Now bezin, it says Ivashano, and says that Echam is an extra month, and now she's less than three. The Yishalmi says that the Koyecha Bezin can change the Metzias, and now she's less than three, and the Psulim will come back. So it could be the Ran saying the same thing. Your Pasuk is Chazer is really a good piece of steak, it's a cow. So they change the Metzias, it's not a Chazer, the Metzias is different, it's now a cow, it's Mamash, a good piece of steak. Could be that's why the Ran holds not Metamtem. Could be that way. However, I saw the Mefush Tshuva by the Ben Ishchai, the Rav Polim, in Chelik Dalad, Yisod Yeshua Masimin Vav, says before Shatzir, that Yisomech on a butcher, give you kosher things, and he's the Ishnemon, Yerushimayim, and his whole life he fooled you, he gave you trade, he gave you non-kosher things. Or anything, you had a right to Yisomech Mashkocha, and he says you're an Oinus Gomer, he says that what's Metamtim, the Aveir is Metamtim. And if there's no Aveir, it's not Metamtim. You had a right to Yisomech what you did, and there won't be any Timtum. He says, black and white, there is no Timtum at all, because you're an Oinus Gomer, you had a right to Yisomech Mashkocha, and there's no Isser, you can be Samech upon it. That's what the Ben Ishchai says. I don't understand, the Ramos is Fakir. Ramos is saying that the mother, should not, if she eats Yisroel, should not nurse a child. Now this child is nursing. He has no das, he has no idea what he's doing. He's not in this gomor, he has no idea what he's nursing, and yet still it's been tamtim him. It's still been tamtim. You see, even my Einus Godel, who is the first, is been tamtim, because what do you want from this child? So the mother gave it to him. Here the butcher gave it to him. So what? What's the difference? Why is one Einus Gomer is not metamtim and by the mother is going to metamtim the child? Because the foolish Einus Gomer will be metamtim a person. And it shouldn't be any difference talking on the Ben Ishchai. Therefore, any Ashkoch, anything you say, Mechon Ashkoch, you'd have to do tshuva upon it if you found out there was something astray from it. What is metamtim? What things? So, first, besides Nevera, but what is Sirma Metamtim? So, Shkotzim and Mosim, the Pasuk is going by, is Metamtim. What about Nevela? Is Nevela Metamtim? Gitain Nevela isn't, because that's when Nevela is a kosher animal. It's a steak, except there's no Shkita on it. There's a good piece of cow, except there's no Shkita. So, is Nevela Metamtim or not? Is it Ksir? No, that's not a Metzias, because Be'etzim is a kosher, it's mutter to eat, except Ksir it is now, is not mutter to eat. Is it Metamtim? So, if the chloride is it is metamtim, because the makor for timtum from the amor is from the, again, the zerua from acher. Acher, what did the mother eat? She ate a void of zara, meaning he took an apple, but the essence was what to eat. And an outside factor, that someone down a void of zara made it metamtim. Who did lechua, any piece of meat, any nevelos, be the same thing. But the essence was what to eat this cow. Except since the outside factor is no shchita, therefore will be metamtim. So after the zerua Yom Kippurim says, before the veil is metamtim, Shemagodim brings out from the pre-chodesh, also the veil is metamtim. What about Chometz and Pesach? Let's say Chometz and Pesach. Is it metamtim b'shogi for that reason? You ate something on Pesach, and is Chometz and Pesach timtum or not? The Chor will be told in the Shaila, if it's a Metzias or it's Nevera. Al Nevera, Nevera should be metamtim. My whole source of that is Nevera will be metamtim. If it's a Metzias, the Chor is no Metzias, because, well, before Pesach it wasn't. On Pesach it is metamtim. After it's not metamtim. Who is that? So what's the din by Chometz HaPesach? So Machlokes HaPoskim, Daka Tshuva over here, brings down from the Shari Dura, that it is not Metamtim. The Abir Omer about the Yosef and Chelik Gimel, Yerodeh Yisim Gimel brings down, it's not Metamtim. And the Chemet Shloimeh and Chelik Beis and Samar Gimel says it's not Metamtim. However, vice versa, that Shari Metzurim Balocha, Rab Brown, and Yuma, Nachlamatel says it is Metamtim. The Rugas HaPoskim also, in Archaim, Simukuf Lamaches, says it is Metamtim. poor, what's the shayla again? If it's a metzias, or is it a neveira? That's why it's machlokes, because we have machlokes if it's a metzias or if it's a neveira. What about Yom Kippur? If you know Yom Kippur is that metamtim, you say, even though, if it's a metzias, you could say, l'chor, everyone agrees that metamtim, because napshat is something wrong with this food, something wrong with you, you can eat the Yom Kippur. Or you could say, no, nice, there's something wrong with eating it, therefore, once it's a very eating it, it is metamtim. L'chor, tol, l'shem, shayla, if it's a timtum, if it's a metzias, or if it's an avera, and the pre-chodesh, the Rugis Boisim brings down, the pre-chodesh says before, Yom Kippur is metamtim. Why? Because he lishtos, he holds, it's totally in the very Shabbai and not the Metzias. What about, what?
Eat without a bracha.
Well, eating is mutter, because you have to make a bracha. I hear. Something, it could be similar, let's say you're on Shabbos, you eat before Abdullah, or you eat before Kiddush. It's a Matam thing. Not allowed to. You don't eat before Abdullah, before Kiddush. So even though it's Isidu Abonon, the Shachariah says, by Isidu Abonon, by Abdullah and Kiddush. So you can say it's not, you want to say it's not Matam thing. It's
food.
It's kosher food. But the mice is a very few leader.
No,
what? That could be, maybe, but we see the others say, oh, right, we'll be told the same shell, it depends. The mice, first, under Abonon, if there's a Timtum, Abonon Kiddush is worse, it's only under Abonon. So under Abonon, the Shachs and the Furish, and Sukkot, Chavon, and Simon Pe'alot, that every, even the Rabbanon, he says, that even the Rabbanon, it's a Timtum, it's Mazik, it's Zeknusa, and Tamtum, Malev, Gorim, Moitavara. Every Rabbanon, Chom have a prayer to make him a Tzias of Timtum. It's a Kiddush. The Chom is to say that something is also, and therefore it's Tamtum, Malev. So therefore, what about before Kiddush of Abdullah? Before we should tell him the same Shiloh, if it's Neveo, or is it Matthias, or maybe no, because it's really been you, and everyone else can eat it, but you can. Or who did a Nadi? Make a Nadi, can eat something. It's Tamtum, Manak. Who are told the same Shiloh? So the Chassidus HaShulchan, the Reb Chaim Noh, and Chelik Tess, and Omer Tess, he says he has a Forsh Gemara that Neder is Metamtim, and he wants to say also, Kiddush V'Avdol beforehand also will be Metamtim. He wants Mechalik and argue on the Shach and say, a Kod is not Metamtim, a Godel is, because what Koyach does a Choma have to make an Issa on Ketanim? They have no way to make an Issa on Ketanim, therefore it's not a Vera for them. Because even when the whole thing is in a Vera Shavoy. So he says, therefore, Kotten is not the way, and not like the Shach. He quotes the Shach wants to argue on the Shach. However, again, but he's saying, if the din of Ereshiboy, it's not a din that's be'etzemisser, so it comes out that even before Kish, before Abdullah, since the Nevero, Erech Lami is betamtim, and the Nedu also. Now, when we say Timtum, in Achilo, there's a Timtum Nevero and there's a Timtum Achilo. Why? What's the reason of a Timtum Achilo? Either because it's a Metzias, or, again, like the Rajba says, because it's Rachmona by Shonim, let's say, besides Achilo, someone's having a blood transfusion. He's going to the hospital for whatever reason. He has to change blood. Now he has a choice. Take Yiddish blood or Goyish blood. What should he do? Is there a milah, is there a son of Timtum alive or not? But the Rashba says you should not take from a Goyish woman because she has lack of Midas Rachmon by Shonim who would dim blood. It should be the same thing. So the Chalkis Yaakov and Shuvah and Chalik Beis, Simimem, he says that if you have both in front of you, he said, Echanami, you should take Yisrael for this reason. It's Metamtim Delev, it's Lav Dafka Achila. It's anything. You should even take a Yiddish blood. However, he says, if it's not in front of you, then it's Sakono, it should be Machmer, and the Mitzvah of Chaybem will protect you, don't worry. But Be'etim, there is an Indian, could blood transfusion the same thing. But you can even take it further. What about if you have an organ transplant? You can take someone else's heart, take a Goy's heart, or a Shvayz's heart, or you can take a Yiddish heart. It's Metamtim Delev, you can take someone else's heart. Is there any of Timtum alive on it or not? So I didn't find it in Shuvah anyway, could be because usually Jews don't give over, don't have organ transplants anyway, from other Yidden hearts or something. But I think it will be the same thing. My father Tainis knows it's different because the food that you eat becomes a part of you. The heart they have is just a machine pumping back and forth, but doesn't become a part of you. What about medicine that you... What about medicine that you have that's also trait? Is that metamtim? Why not? Why shouldn't it be metamtim? However, I saw in the Torah Sayyiladis, in Perek Membeis, Ara Beis, he wants a time of medicine and won't be metamtim. Why? Because dafka food that becomes a part of you is metamtim. Medicine doesn't become part of you, it just takes away the sickness you have. I'm not sure how medicine works. If it does become part of you, doesn't become part of you, ayin shom tzorchi. That's what he wants. Mechalik say medicine is not metamtim. What about if you have something that is be'etzem osir, except that now it's in shishim. Let's say, for example, milk fell into soup, chicken soup. Is it, and it's bottled with shishim, did it take away the timtum? Well, I know a couple months ago, my brother told me, what happened is a block of cheese from American cheese fell into a guy's soup, chicken soup, Erev Shabbos, and grabbed it, took it out right away. So, nothing paskin, it's more to eat. For whatever reason, because it took it right away, you're paying its lettuce boy, you're throwing it on, because whatever reason he said. Mutter. Now, Yosef can eat there by Shabbos. Is there anything to be machmer, not eat it? Is there any point? Is there any problem with timtum? The mice is poison, that was bottled with shishim, but still is poison. Is there any concept to be machmer? So, if it's bottled with shishim, if there's a timtum alev, the Taz says before in Simon Kuf Yud Beis of contest, there is no timtum. If something is bottled with shishim, that means there is no timtum. If that means that poison is command the lesser, there's no isser here anymore, and it won't be metamtim. That's the Ksot HaShulchan also, the Khalifa says, there is no timtum. But still, is there any reason to be machmer? Is there any reason to be machmer, even though I know all the women usually are machmer, and all the isser, when a mice or someone isser rav, the rav says mut, and then she threw it out. Why? I swore to the halach, and then she threw it out. She couldn't eat it. She just probably couldn't. Is there anything to be machmer? You're allowed to be machmer. You can't be machmer. So it says in Simon Kuf Tes Zayin, Siv Zayin, Ramah says, "Behema shahir b'chacham mitzvara, behema that the rab hask mitzvara, loit nimtza adim b'feirush." Simhat ha'aruch, chenim nachol isav klisheni. Let's say it fell into part of is shishim, says it's a veheter, v'kol kagavno, v'laharchik atmoy v'kol dovekir mitzvah. You should be machik yourself from anything that's disgusting, it's a mitzvah not to eat it, to be machik yourself from it. Either Amar only says, when it's not fine, mefurish l'alacha, so the Pesach Shuvah explains, that when it's not mefurish l'alacha, a bal nefesh has a chiyuv to be machmir. If it's mefush, you're allowed to eat it, then it's only it's a mitzvah to be machmer. It's a mitzvah to be machmer not to eat something that's bottled with shishim. That's the issur v'hetar aruch says. However, the Sefer Solus L'mincha, that's the Torah of Shlomim, it brings down the Torah of Ashim, which is the Torah of Siyantif, and says, to me, shiroitza l'hachmer, ninag issur v'dover, someone wants to be machmer, and noig issur, shloim etzinu shechmiru amuroi, that no one is machmerin, kegoyin mash is bottled with shishim, oid klisheni, something that's bottled with shishim, or the klisheni, have a k'moy api kairis. Anyone's machmer, he's a minus, k'moy minus, k'moy api kairis. V'yetiz schor v'hsedoi. Not like the Issa v'heter. So you have a machloikis Issa v'heter who says that avada you should be machmer, that it's a mitzvah, Issa v'heter is a rishon. And the Tosfos Yontif said, whoever says that, he quotes Issa v'heter and says, is k'moy minus, k'moy api kairis, v'yetiz schor v'hsedoi. There's a third shita, if there could be, there is. Third shita is, the Bnei Sotcher in Adar, Maimon Beis, Jos Zayin, he says that since everything in this world that's alive, as Chaim, has its Sojitsa Kedusha, has its Bach Kedusha, except things that are Tomei we can't eat, because there are three Klippers of Tomo. What that means, I'm not sure, but it's brought down also by Absodic in Machshavah's Chorus in 182, that there's an Indian that says that Kedusha everything has, and this thing has three levels of Tomo, so when it comes bottled with Shishim, and it's gone, the tumah is gone, he says it's a mitzvah to eat it, to get it, so it's a kedusha, it's a mitzvah not to, and not that you have a kores not to, it's a mitzvah to eat it, to get it, so it's a kedusha, you should eat it. That's what Dr. Chuba brings down over here from the Bnei Sfosva, you have a mitzvah to eat it, three different shitas. Alocha, the paiskim, how they paskim, the chashulchan, it brings down that it's kumar apikursis, the chalkis b'yomen, beyond kohen, also paskins, that's also kumar apikursis. The Pischei Halacha in English, Laws of Kashrus, also he says we're poskim say it's apikursis. And the Ramah in Shuva in the end of Siman Nun Dalet, he says any minig lahakul b'klai Yisrael, any minig klai Yisrael, the klai Yisrael is mekel. That even that could be people argue on it, but the klai Yisrael is mekel. Hamachma ena el minamatmiim. Whoever's machma is minamatmiim. There's no one to be machma. So Halacha the poskim say that avadu whoever's machma, whoever throws it out, the Simos Chavyot Chaim Zonnefeld says it's about Tashkus. Posh about Tashkus. You can't throw it out. It's k'mo apikurus, k'mo minus, you can't. Fine, sikum. You can't have some goy, you have two reasons. You have Rashi reason because of what the mother eats, or you have the Rashba's reason because of Rachmona by Shonim. What's metamtem? Is the aveya metamtem, or the mitzvah, or the metzias the metamtem? Also, machloikis, the moral says, before it's the dafka aveya. However, the Rambam, Rebbe Chai, and others say, it's the metzias, maybe also the aveya. What happens if Beza Paskin something, if it's Metamtim or not, it's Machlokes Ravan and the Barbanel. What is Metamtim? Achazer, Basim Cholom, and Nevelo, Meforsh Metamtim, Chometz is Kurtolim and Chakiro, and Kippur, Neda, Abdullah, all Kurtolim and Chakiro, it's Metzias or if it's Nevelo. What's Metamtim? Eating certainly is. Blood transfusion, L'chur Yishmimach, also. Organ transplants, Yishlayim, medicine, Yishlayim. What about if Bakal takes away the Timtum, Taz is Meforsh it is. Is anything to be machmer? Anything to be machmer? Three shitas, either it's a matter you should be machmer. The Tosef Yontif, Yabikaris, or the Neis Hosfer, it's a mitzvah to get in Tosef HaKadusha. There's a mind-boggling tshuva from the Ksam Sofer in Archaim, in Simpei Gimel, and how Moshe explains it in Archaim, Chelvei's Simpei Ches, about a person, a Kotem, who was a shaita, had a din of a shaita, and there was no hope for him. And he was 7 years old, and they wanted to know if they could send him to an institution. He's a shaita, there was no hope at all for where it is. However, if you send him to this institution, the problem was that Macholus Yisuris, non-kosher food he'll eat. But if he'll go there, he'll have a chance to become a regular person, they can heal him, and the maybe will come a year to chai the mitzvahs, become a normal person. Well, he said the pesi, but at least he'll be chai the mitzvahs. We'll have a certain understanding, he'll be chai the mitzvahs. So you have a choice, either to keep him at home, and the doctor said there's no hope, or to send him to a special case, to an institution, a special place, that will take care of him, that has a chance of making him to be a functional human being, who's chai the mitzvahs. So the Chassam Sofer is Marach and Shuva, he has a long Shuva, and says, why it's no Isser of Safino, I'm giving Isserim to a cotton, it's going to a guy, you're not doing it. He says, Marach, why it's no Isser? Last three lines, he ends off, that even though Mirka is in his mutter, however, since Machol is a suris, and Tamtim, the labor of a person, and makes a tevara, makes it a bad thing, therefore, Mutiv Shiashaita Kol Yomov, Va'al Yeshua'achas Yosho. It's better to be a shaita your whole life than a chance to be a functional human being that just has a tevara, just has a timtum in his heart. It's better that you can't do Torah mitzvahs and can't be a human being, can't have a chance to do the right thing. Why? Because you have a timtum. It's better to be shaita kol yomo. It's a power. That you're better that the person has no chance in the world. Mamash kedas kedin a shaita. It's better to be a shaita than to have a timtum alev. It just should scare you how far. We should be nervous how makbid we should be in Macholis Yisuris, that we should be very careful what we eat, and we should check into everything very well, because it can be metamtem you. As much as you should to call yomo than being metamtem, than having this timtum alive. Should we be work upon ourselves and be zaycha to not to be eating any Macholis Yisuris?